In a Shower Of by This Is Serious, read by Night Tracer. Fandom, Hockey RPF, the Chicago Blackhawks. They're grinning and kissing as they walk backwards into the bathroom. Patrick smirking against Johnny's mouth as he's shoved none too gently against the wall. He has to push up on the balls of his feet a little so that he can get his hand gripping short strands of Johnny's hair in as tough a grip as he can manage. Johnny's got his own hands all over Pat, rubbing up and down his spine. His fingers tease the hairs at the nape of Patrick's neck, pulling and tugging Patrick into the positions he needs, holding his head a little as he kisses up Patrick's neck. Patrick whimpers and swallows, holding still, when Johnny's teeth graze the tendons of his neck, because he knows better. It's what Johnny wants, what he asks for without ever explicitly asking for. And Patrick bitches, moans, and whines, but acquiesces because it's Johnny. Come on, Patrick groans as Johnny reaches over his shoulder to turn the shower on. He runs the water as hot as he wants it, and Pat's just gonna have to deal. He hisses but goes pliant and easy in Johnny's hand as they walk into the shower, water running down Patrick's head and back, heat just the wrong side of comfortable. Take it, Johnny says in Pat's ear, teeth grazing the skin of his earlobe. Pat fights the shiver because he's damned if he's going to let Johnny know just how much he's affected. But this is Johnny, and they've spent months, years even, figuring out the push and pull of their relationship. Johnny knows, in the way Pat shudders a little, grits his teeth as he bites kisses into Johnny's mouth. Patrick will take it because he's Patrick fucking Kane, and he's Johnny's. He swallows down the urge to whimper as Johnny grips Pat's curls in his fingers, massaging Pat's head a little as he whispers low in Pat's ear, I'm just going to wash your hair, Pat. You're going to want it. It's fucking stupid because Patrick washes his own hair, okay? And it has never even been sexual for him. He doesn't whack one out just because he squirts something vaguely strawberry smelling onto his head. Rock my fucking world, Taser, Pat says facetiously, making sure to smirk in the way he knows pisses Johnny off. Instead of rising to the bait, Johnny just keeps staring at Patrick intently, fingers sliding against his scalp and massaging at completely irregular intervals. Pat swallows thickly and finds himself pushing up against Johnny's hand, a whine catching low in his throat. His fingers are slipping against the wetness of Johnny's hips, but he leans in for a kiss. His cock starts to feel getting hard just from Johnny's fingers, and it would be embarrassing if Pat wasn't so into it. Johnny smirks against Pat's mouth, grabbing the shampoo and nuzzling his nose against the side of Pat's face. Pat just clings to John, gliding his body closer. One of Johnny's hands curl around Pat's throat, the pad of his thumb lining up with the side of Pat's jaw. You want it, Pat? Pat's breath hitches against Johnny's hand, and his hips jerk forward a little, trying to find any friction. Johnny kisses in a way that's all-consuming and intense, and everything's so perfectly him that Pat swallows again. Johnny pulls away a little to squirt the shampoo into his hands, pressing his nose against Pat's temple as he does so. It's startlingly intimate, and Pat feels a shiver run down his spine. They don't indulge in moments like this often. Neither of them really into the easy affection most other couples revel in. Pat just stares up at Johnny, angling his head forward enough that he can press his face in Johnny's shoulder. The more Johnny massages the shampoo into his hair, the more Pat whines and whimpers, hips jerking unconsciously. Johnny slides his thigh between Pat's legs to give him something to rut against, the less friction that he's aching for. He tips Pat's head back, letting the water rinse out the shampoo twisted in the blonde curls. He keeps massaging long past the need, and the more he does, the more Pat whines and thrusts against Johnny's knee. Johnny. And Pat's voice is fucking wrecked. He can see himself in the mirror over Johnny's left shoulder, and he turns away from his reflection, burying his face in Johnny's neck and hitching his hips over and over, fingers scrabbling at Johnny's back. Johnny's hands drop from his head, and Pat whimpers, No, Johnny, keep, keep. and chokes off with a groan. It works. Johnny drags his knuckles against Patrick's cheek and then tangles his hands back in Pat's hair, massaging the pads of his fingers over Pat's scalp. Pat swallows, his thrust becoming faster and less coordinated as Johnny mouths at his jaw, not even kissing anymore. Pat feels the scrape of teeth and press of lips and feels like he's shaking apart from the inside. He craves the way Johnny makes him feel, the way Johnny holds him together when he feels like he's going to shake apart, the way Johnny pushes back just as hard when Pat fights him, the way they fit like they were made to be a pair. Pat shoves at Johnny's face with his nose, movements too uncoordinated to be truly effective. And Johnny huffs out a laugh as he presses his lips to Pat's. Pat shoves away the intensity with sloppy and wet kisses against Johnny's lips and neck. Johnny's smirking as he pulls away, kissing Pat's temple. "You gonna come from this, Pat?" He reaches down between them, palming Pat's stomach and sliding his fingers around Pat's dick. Pat stills, making soft little noises against Johnny's neck as he comes, like it's a surprise. Johnny holds him through it, one hand on his neck and the other still in his hair. He strokes his thumb down Pat's neck.
"You okay, Kana?"
Pat whimpers. Johnny just keeps stroking Pat's throat for a while, pressing down gently when Pat tries to swallow, tries to get his thoughts back into some sort of order. Johnny cleans him up as he continues to run his thumb down the tendons of Pat's neck, shutting off the water and backing them out of the shower. He grabs a towel off the heating rack and tongues it around Pat, Johnny just holding him as he shakes apart against him.
"Kana,"
Johnny says, and it's the pull of his voice that makes Pat blink at him slowly.
"You gotta say something."
Pat nods slowly, like he's moving through mud. He closes his eyes and staggers against Johnny's hold.
"You're an asshole," he says, words slurred.
Johnny smiles gently, the kind that makes his eyes crinkle, and it's still a surprise, still something inherently Kana's. And Pat's never letting anyone see this. It's his. And he'll be down if he lets anyone else have this side of Johnny. He shoves his chin against Johnny's shoulder, and Johnny tugs him out into the bedroom, drawing him off as they move. He rubs the towel quickly over Pat's body, spending more time rubbing the towel through his hair than is warranted. Pat just sighs into the contact, the noises in the back of his throat totally not purring, no matter what Johnny might say later. Johnny presses Pat down into the bed after, sliding in next to him and gathering Pat up in his arms. Pat pretends to hate it, shoving weakly at Johnny's arms and body, but he's already curving into the places where he fits against Johnny. "I hate you," which is a lie, and they both know it. Johnny slings an arm over Pat's hips, pulling him closer, kissing him gently. They don't say anything for a long time, and Pat feels himself drift into that space between dozing and full sleep, when he stiffens a little under Johnny's hands, because he has to say, "I, slurring gently, but needing Johnny to know that, just in case he believes Pat really hates him, or whatever. Johnny just keeps stroking a hand through Pat's soft and newly washed hair.
"Yeah, Pat," he breathes,
and Pat can hear the smile in his voice. "Fuck."
"Same."
The end. Thanks for listening.